New iPads launched. San Francisco, AFP. Apple has unveiled the iPad Air, a slimmer version of its top-selling full-size tablet, and a revamped iPad Mini. The new iPads will be sold alongside existing versions starting November 1st in more than 40 markets around the world. For the first time, China will be among the countries getting the latest iPad models on launch day. The new iPad Air is thinner than the version it replaces, weighs just 1 pound, 450 grams, and is screaming fast, Apple Vice President Phil Schiller said at the unveiling in San Francisco. And the upgraded iPad Mini has a vividly rich Retina display, along with faster computing power and graphics. The iPad Air still has the 9.7-inch screen, diagonally, but is considerably thinner and lighter than the iPad 4. In fact, if Apple's ad is to be believed, it is thinner than a pencil. The screen resolution is still the same at 264 pixels per inch. The iPad Air also comes with a new A7 chip like the iPhone 5S, and Apple says that the tablet is 8 times faster than before. The chip is 64-bit, which allows for faster processing. The chip, while faster, will only make a significant difference when developers make more 64-bit apps. Like the iPhone 5S, the iPad Air has the M7 Motion coprocessor. Where graphics are concerned, the iPad Air is 72 times faster than the original iPad in GPU performance, according to Apple. Apple has kept the camera at 5 megapixels and a 1.2 megapixel front camera. A year after the launch of the iPad Mini, Apple has upgraded the 7.9-inch tablet's screen to Retina display quality. The screen resolution is now 2048 by 1536 resolution at 326 pixels per inch, which is way better than the previous version, which had a 163 ppi screen resolution. The iPad Mini with Retina display also has the A7 chip, M7 coprocessor. The camera is still the same at 5 megapixels, but the Mini now has an improved 1.2 megapixel camera for FaceTime on the front.